Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Nun Zayin with Beis at the very top. The Gemara, before getting into the interpretations of dreams, brings a statement from Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hishkim v'nofal posuk l'toich piv, hareze nevuah kitana. This should sound familiar because we learned this just two Daf before, on Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara taught us the same statement in name of Rabbi Yochanan, that a person gets up early in the morning, the first pasuk that comes to his mouth has a tinge of nevuah. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara brings a braisa, shloisha malachim heim. There are three malachim. Haroya David bechaloim, yitzapel lechasidus. A person sees David in the chaloim, in his dream, he should expect chasidus. Because David was the chassid par excellence. Shlomo yitzapel lechachma. Shlomo HaMelech was chacham mikol adam. And therefore, he should expect chachma. Achav, he sees Achav in a dream, yidag min apuranus. Achav was killed in battle, and he also doesn't have a chedra olam habo. And therefore, he should be concerned about puranus. Now, whether this refers to seeing these three individuals in a dream or their name in a dream, there's two different understandings of that. Shloisha nevim heim, the Gemara says, three nevim a person saw in a dream. Again, the same question. Haroya sefer malachim yitzape ligedula. If a person sees sefer malachim, which speaks about the Malchei Yisrael and their greatness, so then he should also expect greatness. Yechezkel yitzaper lechochma. Yechezkel, who saw the Merkava, the Maisa Merkava, and therefore he was a tremendous chocham. A person can also, when he sees that in a dream, sees Yechezkel in a dream, can also then expect chochma. Yeshaya yitzaper lenechama. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. Yeshaya was the Navi who spoke about the nechama for Klal Yisrael. Yirmiyah yidag min hapuranus. Yirmiyah was the Navi who spoke about the Churban by Yisrishon, and therefore he spoke a lot about Puranios, and therefore a person shall be doyeg, should be concerned and worried about Puranus. Shloisha kesuvim gedoylim heim. There are three long kesuvim. Haroya sefer tehillim yitzapet lachasidus. Just like we said, David HaMelech, who was the author of Tehillim, which bespeaks about praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kirva, ani kirva la'Hashem li toiv, speaking about bitochon in Hashem, and closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that thereby a person can expect chasidus. Mishlei yitzape lechochma, again, authored by Shlomo HaMelech, the chochma mikol adam, he should then also expect chochma. Iyov yidag min hapuranus. The book of Iyov, that is a book about puranus, and therefore he should also expect chalila puranus. Shloisha kesuvim kitanim heim. There are three short kesuvim. Haroya shir hashirim bechaloim yitzapel lachasidus, which talks about Klal Yisrael's relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a husband to a wife, and therefore he should expect chasidus. Koheles yitzapel lechochma. Again, Shlomo HaMelech, who authored Koheles, speaks about chochma, and therefore a person should also be expecting chochma when he sees Koheles in a dream. Kinois, which talks about the lamentations of the Churban of Yerushalayim, yidag min hapuranus. He should be concerned and worried about chalila puranus. Haroya Megillas Esther, neis na'aselo. A person who sees Megillas Esther in a dream, then a neis will be performed for him. Shloisha chachomim heim. There are three chachomim. Haroya Rebbe v'chaloim yitzapel lechochma. Rebbe was a tremendous chacham b'Yisrael. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Therefore, you should also expect chachma. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah yitzapel li'ashirus. He was known to be a tremendous ashir. as the Gemara tells us in another place, and therefore, if he sees Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah in a dream, then he should also expect Ashirus. Rabbi Yishmael ben Alisha, then Yidag min HaPur'onus. Rabbi Yishmael ben Alisha was of the Asara Haruge Malchus, and he was a tremendously beautiful looking man, and they flailed his skin and gave him tremendous tortures, and therefore, Khalil, if a person sees that in a dream, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, then he should be concerned about Pur'onus. Shloisha Talmidei Chachamim Heim. Previously we mentioned Shloisha Chachamim, now it says Shloisha Talmidei Chachamim Heim. Because here, the following are those who did not get smicha. Haroya ben Azai b'chaloim yitzapel l'chasidus. Ben Azai, whose nafsha was choshka l'toyro, to the point where he didn't even get married, he couldn't marry a woman. He was so enthralled and engrossed in learning, and yet he wasn't somebody who was choyte at all in any area of women whatsoever, and therefore he was known to be outstanding in his chasidus. So the person should be then expecting chasidus if he sees Rabbi Ben Azai in Echaloim. Ben Zoyma Yitzapel L'Chochma. Ben Zoyma is referred to as a Chochm, and therefore a person sees Ben Zoyma in a dream, he should expect Chochma. Acher, then Yidag Min HaPur'onus. Alisha Ben Avuya, Acher, if he sees him in a dream, then that should be a foreboding of some sort of Pur'onus Chas V'Shalom. Gemara continues on, called Mine Chayois Yafois L'Chaloim Chutz Min HaPil V'Hakoif V'Hakipud. There are, when a person sees different Chayos in a dream, it's considered to be a Simen Toiv, it's Yafois L'Chaloim. After all, like Chazal tell us, that one of the milas of the Chayos is the fact that they are self-sufficient in their parnasa. They don't have to then doyeg for parnasa. And therefore, it would be a remez to a yafo l'chaloim, except for a peel, an elephant, a koif, a monkey, and a kipoy, which is also a sort of type of monkey from the same type of family. V'amar mar haroya peel b'chaloim pelanas eloi. Ask the Gemara, however we saw this, earlier, just two daf before, the Gemara said that if a person sees a peel, an elephant, in a dream, then a pela will be done for him. A wondrous thing will be done for him. Answers the Gemara, Lokasha ha de misareg ha de misareg. Just the daf before, the Gemara told us on daf nunvav amid beis at the very top that there's a chiluk. If it's misareg, if it's an elephant that is saddled versus an elephant that's not saddled. If it's an elephant that's saddled, it's considered to be very good, and therefore a pela will be naseloi. But if it's an elephant that's not saddled, that's what it's referring to over here in the Gemara, that it's an exception to be a chalom yofa. It will not be a chalom yofa, chalila. Says the Gemara, komine mateches yofin lechaloim. All types of metals are good if they're seen in a dream. Chutz mimar pesil v'chardoim, with the exception of a hoe, a blade, a sharp blade, and an anvil. V'hani mili dechaznuhu b'katayu. This is so long as they have their handle intact. Says the Gemara, kol mine peirois yofin l'chaloim. Chutz mipagi tomorrow. All types of fruit, if a person sees fruits in a dream, it's considered to be yafois, yafin l'chaloim, with the exception of pagi tamara. Pagi tamara are the tamara and the dates that fall off the tree prematurely. They don't get properly developed. Kol mine yirokois yafin l'chaloim, chut miroishe lifotois. All types of vegetables are yafin, are good, again, positive, to be seen in a chaloim, in a dream, with the exception of turnip heads. Ah, yes, says the Gemara, V'amarav, lo yitari ad dechazoi rosh lifatois. The Gemara asked a question that Rav said, I didn't become wealthy until I saw in a dream the turnip heads. Ki chazeh b'kanoi chazeh. That's because when he saw the turnip heads, he saw them when they were intact into the ground. Whereas that which we just said before, that they're not considered to be a good dream, is when they are detached from the ground. All types of colors are good when one sees colors in a dream, with the exception of tcheles, which has a greenish tint. And therefore, an ill person is also determined to be greenish, and therefore it's not considered to be a good dream. All types of birds are considered to be good in a dream. All different types of night birds, different types of owls. Now the Gemara brings a simon for the next Gemara for us to remember the Gemara easily. Haguf, haguf, me'ein, me'shivin, umarchivin are the simon for the following Gemara. Shloisha nichnosin laguf, ve'en haguf ne'ena mehen. There are three things that enter the body, but the body doesn't get pleasure from them. Meaning to say that if a person, I guess, is hungry and he wants to be satisfied, so then he can go ahead and eat these things, although they won't provide hana. Here are the three things are as follows: good godonios, the kafnoyos, upagi tomorrow. Now the first one is defined as cherries. I don't know why that's not nene from the goof. Maybe these are a type of cherries that are different than the one we're accustomed to, but al kaponim. The other things are a bad type of dates, upagi tomorrow, dates that have been, like we said, come off the tree prematurely. Shloisha ein nichnosin laguf, v'aguf ne'ene mehen. There are three things that they don't enter the goof, but the goof does get pleasure from them. Eilu hein, they are rechitza, v'sicha v'tashmish. They are when a person takes a shower, a bath, when he rubs oil on them, and when he has marital relations. These are all pleasures of the goof. Shloisha me'ein ha'olam habo. The following are three that are me'ein olam habo. They also have a special connection to olam habo, as follows: Shabbos. There's a pleasure in Shabbos, which is me'ein olam habo. Shemesh, the sun, which shines forth its light, its brightness, and its warmth and energy. V'tashmish, ask the Gemara, tashmish demai. What tashmish are we referring to over here? Ilei metashmish demito, we're talking marital relations. Hamachesh kachish, it weakens a person. And olam haba is without any tsar whatsoever. El tashmish nekavim, it's referring to when a person relieves himself. That relief is itself considered to be a pleasure. Me'ein olam habo. Shloisha meshivin daito shel adam. There are three that are meshivin, that bring back a person's das and gives him menuchas hanefesh, yishiva das. Eluhain, they are the following: kol, either a woman's voice or instrumental instruments that are played, music. Umare, and a beautiful vision, let's take a sunset. Vireyach, and a delicious aroma, a smell. Shloisha marchivin daitoi shel odam. There are three that add to the person's menuchas hanefesh and his yishuv adas. Eluhen, they are the following: dira noe, v'isha noe, v'kelim noim. So the simon that we had for those, again, is haguf, haguf, me'ein, meshivin, umarchivin. The first goof was talking about things that enter the body, but they don't give pleasure. The second hagoof was talking about things that don't enter the body, but give pleasure. Me'ein is referring to those three things that are me'ein ho'ilam habo. Me'shivin are those three things that are me'shivin es hadas. And marchivin are those three things that are marchiv es hadas. Says the Gemara with another simon for the following Gemara. Chamisho Vishisha V'asara Simen. Chamisha Echad Meshishin. There are five things that are one of 60th. That means that they have a physical property of the Ruchnius. And they're the following, Elohim, Eish, Dvash, Vishabis, Vishena, Vichaloim. The Gemara is going to go through each one of these. Eish, fire, Echad Mishishim LeGehenim. Physical fire is 1/60th of the heat of Gehenim to give us a semblance of the heat that we're talking about in Gehenim. Dvash, Echad Mishishim Lemon. The man was considered to be like dvash, so the dvash that we have is a little bit of an inkling as to the sweetness of the man. Shabbos, Echad Mishishim LaOilam Habo. Shabbos is 1/60th of Oilam Habo, and it's Me'ein Oilam Habo. It has also the properties of Oilam Habo, of Mor Menucha, a Neshama Yisera, etc. Sheina is Echad Mishishim LaMisa. When a person goes to sleep, so there's a part of his neshama that actually leaves him, and that's considered to be leaving his goof separate, and therefore it's Echa Mishishim L'Misa. Chaloim, Echa Mishishim L'Nevuah. Although Chalom is different than Nevuah, but the Chalom also, when a person is sleeping, and a part of his nefesh is able to then circle the upper Elomos and receive information in a Chalom, so that also is, it brings it back down here, that also has a semblance to Nevuah. Says the Gemara, Shisha Dvarim, Simin Yafe L'Choyle. There are six things that are a good simin for a person who is ill. Eluhain, they are Itush, Zeya, Shilshul, Keri, Veshena, Vechaloim. The Gemara goes through each one of these. Itush, when a person sneezes, dechsiv itosh atishoisov tahel or, the sneezing will bring about light. And therefore, that is a simen, for a good simen for a choyle. Zeya, dechsiv bezeyas apecha toicha lechem. When a person sweats, it doesn't mean that the sweating is itself necessarily good for the choyle, but rather that the sweating is a simen toif for the choyle. Shilshul dechsiv mihar tsoye lihiposeyach v'lo yomus l'shachas. Here the Gemara brings a pasuk that shilshul, when a person has to go to the bathroom, it's going to be a good simen for the choyle if he's mishalshel, as the pasuk indicates, at least the fila drosh, that when a person opens up his orifices, then the tzoya quickly goes out and he doesn't die as a result. So it's a good simen. Keri dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, yira zera yarich yomim. A person will see zera seed, then it's yarich yomim. And of course, this is talking about a keri, that person it does so, is found, finds it in a way that is an accidental way. Sheina dechsiv, it says, yoshanti az yanuach li. Sleep is a good simen if he sees this, if he experiences this, or he sees this in a dream, I suppose. Dechsiv yoshanti az yanuach li. Chaloim. Dechsiv, if he has a dream. No, Shaina before was talking about he sleeps. And then we say, Chaloim, he has a dream. Dechsiv v'tachlimeini v'hechayeni. Here it says that a pasuk that when I have a dream, it gives me chiyus, it gives me life. So although it's a drasha, the word itself refers to strengthening me, but here the Gemara uses it as a drash, as a remez to Chaloim. When I have a Chalom, I have a dream, that it gives me chiyus, gives me life. And again, that's a reference to being a good chaloim for somebody who is sick. A good simen for somebody who is sick. Shisha devarim merapim es hachoyle. There are six things that heal an ill person. Mecholio, from his illness. Virifuasa refua. And even though he's now healed, but he doesn't go back to that illness so easily. In fact, he's strengthened as a result of one of these six things. Eilohen, they are the follows: Kruv, Vitradin, Vesisin, Vyeveshim, Vikeva, Veheres, Vyoseres Hakaved. Kruv is referring to cabbage. Tradin, this is cooked beets. Sisin is mint, yeveshim that are dry. Keva is the stomach. Veheres is referring to the rechem. Vyoseres Hakaved is the outer layer of the liver. Vyeshom af dogim ketanim, even small fish. V'lo od ella shedogim ketanim mafrin, shezeh marbin, they also cause a person to multiply umavrin, called gufo shalom, it's also healthy for a person's guf. This statement was made at the end of the sixth parak. We saw this as well, that these are things, these 10 things, there are things that are going to be a healing for a person who is sick and will strengthen his body from not getting sick again. There are 10 things that cause a person to bring back his illness, chalila. L'cholio v'cholio kosha, and it becomes even more difficult, that illness, than it was before. Eluhen, they are the following. Ha'oichil basar shor, basar shomein, a basar shor he eats, or a basar that is fatty. Basar tzli, basar tziporim, ubeitz tzluya, v'tagalachas, if he shaves himself, v'shechalim, these are different types of dried out types of vegetables, v'hacholov, and milk, v'hagvino, v'hamerchatz, v'yeshom af egoizim, v'yeshom af kishuim. Something, say, even egozim, even nuts, like walnuts, and even kishuim, and even types of zucchini. Tana, the Bei Rabbi Yishmoel, it was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmoel, Lama nikro shmon kishuim. Why are kishuim, why are zucchini referred to as kishuim? What does this word imply? Says the Gemara, they're called kishuim ibnei shehein, koshim leguf becharovoy, kecharovois. They are difficult for the body like charovois. Eini asked the Gemara v'aksiv, it says, v'yom Hashem lo shnei goyim bebitnech. Refers to the when Rivka had two children in her stomach, she went to seek out from the house of Shem and Aver, what is the interpretation of this kicking in her stomach? So Chazal make a drasha, al tikrei goyim, ela geim. He said there are going to be two nations in your womb that are developing in your womb. And the drasha is, don't read goyim, two nations, rather geim, two people who are pride, who are proud. Varam Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara explains, Amar Rav, Eilu Antinonis, Antoninus v'Rebbe. Antoninus is a descendant of Esav, who actually was somebody who teamed up with Rebbe and served him and became his Talmid. V'Rebbe is, of course, a descendant of Yaakov Avinu. Shelo posak mishulchonam lo tznoin v'lo chazeres v'lo kishuin. Lo biyos hacham v'yos hageshomim. So the Gemara is asking, if you're saying that kishuim is considered to be called kishuim because it's kosher, so then why is it that both Rebbe and Antoninus is praised as being somebody, people who had a table that always had kishuim at their table, no matter what time, what weather, what the season of the year it was? Answers the Gemara, Lokashia habiravavi habizutri. If it's a big zucchini, it's kishuim that are large, then it's considered to be not good. It's going to be something that is detrimental in the kosher. But if it's something that is small, these zucchinis that are small, then that indeed is what Rebbe and Antoninos had at their table. It was considered to be something very mishubach, very expensive and rare and special. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara brings up Braiso. Mace, the base, Bebayis, shalom bebayis. If there's a mace that is seen in a chalom, in a dream, in a house, then that you should know that there's shalom in that bayis. Because after all, so long as a person's alive, he's busy battling, and he doesn't have shalom. But a mace, he already leaves this world and he has shalom. So therefore it's a siman for shalom in the bayis. Ochal v'shosa bebayis, siman yafid lebayis. If the mace that he sees in the chalom is eating and drinking in the bayis, in the house, then it's a good siman for the bayis because it means that others will also benefit from food and drink in the home. Not al keli min abayis, siman ra lebayis. If the mace takes kelim from the bayis, then it's a siman ra. It's not good for the bayis. Tirgum Rapopo, Rapopo explained, bisam. We're talking about shoes and sandals. Called the shokil shechava be'alia bar mesana v'sandala. The Gemara explains based on this brayso that any mace that takes things in a dream, it's considered to be very good. However, the exception is shoes and sandals, called the yoyiv shachava be'ali bar me'afr v'chardelo. Anything that a mace gives in a dream is considered to be mildly, it's supposed to be positive, it's supposed to be good, with the exception of ofar, of dust, and of chardal, which both indicate a remez to kavura, and therefore it's considered to be not good. If they see that, he is giving those things in a dream.